Blog Talk Radio.
What do you see when you look around? Are you looking for memories lost and found? And what do you see when you close your eyes and remember the best days of our life? Well, I see
retrograde, so I'm going to blame Mercury for the technical problems. I am here to answer your questions. I need your photo. You can send it to info@barbara-psychicmedium. And also, if you want a free healing, you can also send a picture and state in your email what body part you need the healing, what you want the healing for. And of course, I delete all photos right after the reading. I take your privacy very serious. I want to thank everyone for the amazing feedback I got through email. Thank you so much. I really appreciate every feedback and contact with my listeners. So let's get started. I'm going to ask for area code 780. 780, you are on the... Are you there?
Yep. Hi, it's Michelle calling. I had sent you my picture.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I got your photo. I have your photos in front of me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What is your question?
I'm curious what you see coming for love, please and thank you.
your love life? Do you have anyone in particular, or do you just want the general reading?
I'm single, so I don't have anybody yet.
Okay, because what I'm hearing right away is that you want a time for yourself. You've been through quite a bit the last years, and you wanted to decide for yourself what do you want from life, not only in terms of love, but also in regards to friendships, work. You just wanted to sort things out, and you're almost there. There is love coming your way. I do see children around you. I don't know if you already have your babies.
No, and I'm 44, so I won't be having any babies, but maybe he has some kids.
Yeah, that's possible, because I see two children around you, and I also see the ocean. So I think that the ocean will play a big role in your love life. Maybe you'll go live there, or maybe you're going to meet there. You want somebody who is intelligent. You want somebody on an equal level. And
yeah,
I can see him actually. I'm always a bit cautious with describing the person.
Yeah.
So I always ask, do you want me to describe the person?
Sure, please.
Okay. Well, I see a person with dark hair. He has curls, athletic, brown skin from the sun, tans very easily, moves quickly. He has he walks fast. He is very almost athletic in his movements. Blue eyes, really blue, beautiful blue eyes. And
oh,
I
cool.
think he has, do you like what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I see, he reminds me of, what I'm hearing is Greece. I'm hearing Greece. So I think he has ancestors. His family tree goes way back to Greece. His roots are there. Yes, definitely, definitely, because he will take you there to Greece and show you things where his roots are.
Awesome.
I see him in outdoor clothes, but he wears a suit during the day. But when it's 5 o'clock, he immediately puts on his outdoor clothes and goes outside. A boy and a girl, yes, boy is oldest, girl is young, the youngest one. You're very connected to the girl. They need time to adjust. They need time to adjust to you. I feel that you will give them all the time they need, and then it will work out. So when will he come? Because I know that's what you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel this year, but I'm going to the second half of 2019. There's also
okay.
a new job opportunity coming for you. That's going to be really exciting, because it's something new, and you will think that you're not capable of doing this job. But I'm hearing, and you need to know that you have everything inside of you to make this job a success. And this job opportunity will come first, and then you will meet this man.
Oh, wow.
Are you looking for another job?
No, I actually just started at a company, but there's going to be people retiring, and my lead is going to be retiring, so there's lots of opportunities for stability. So I'm wondering if maybe that's what you're picking up on.
I think so, because it's coming to you. It's coming to you, and you don't have to do anything. And I think you're gonna be scared when they ask you. You're gonna think, "Oh, how can you ask me? I cannot do this." But you can. It will be, it will be more payments, better payments. You have to work very hard, but that's no problem because you are a really hard worker. You are really responsible. So they are really happy with you. They see what you can do. They see the possibilities. And you can, if you want to, you can stay with this company for very long.
Oh, awesome.
So that's, I'm seeing first the job opportunity and then the man will come. I don't know why it's in that order. I have no idea. But that's the way the timeline I'm seeing. So I feel this year will be your year for work and a new romance. He has to be very careful with you because you don't want to rush into anything because that's not the way you like to enter a relationship. He will be very careful with you, but he will make sure that he really likes you. So he's going to do everything. He's really romantic. I see roses. He buys roses for you. He's a really romantic man. So just enjoy what he's bringing to you and don't be scared. You're safe with him. You're safe this time. You're really safe.
Oh, thank you so much. I got goosebumps everywhere.
Okay, well, I hope that he will be in your life very soon. I don't know if you have anything else you want to ask me.
No, that all resonated because people have joked that they want me in the lead role, and I thought that, there's no way I'm not qualified. But it makes sense, so that's very cool.
I think it's a good thing when you have doubts. I'd rather see that than that you would say, "Oh, I can do this easily," and then you go flat on your face. So this,
exactly.
When you're a bit uncertain, you stay sharp, and they're right, you are qualified. So take the job and don't be scared.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and I wish you a great Sunday.
Thanks, and you as well.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we go on to the next caller. I have area code 954. Area code 954. You're on the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Amanda.
Your name is Amanda. Did you send your picture to me?
No.
You didn't? Okay. Well, I'm going to do without without your photo. What's your question?
It's just general, whatever comes up, really, if it's job or health, whatever you see.
Well, could you give me a specific question? If I have a photo, I can do a general reading. But could you give me a specific subject?
Maybe with my job.
Your current job. Okay, let's see. If you want to, you can stay where you are for many years. But I have the feeling you want to change jobs. You want to go in another direction. I feel... Are you writing a lot at your job at this moment?
No.
I see you writing, and not only by hand, but also with the computer. So I feel that this is something that suits you. Basically up to you, that's what they're saying. If you want another job, maybe you need a little bit more excitement and fulfillment in the work area. What do you want to do? What does your heart say?
Well, I'm trying to switch careers, and I've been interviewing, so that does definitely resonate with me, for sure, the typing.
But what does your heart say? Because I feel Amanda, that you have so much more potential inside of you, and you know deep down what you want, and if you want to, you can go after this. So that's why I ask, what do you want with your heart? Do you know that? Are you aware of what you want?
Yes, and 100%.
Is there a possibility that you can find a job in that area?
Yeah, I've been interviewing. I'm waiting to hear back.
Well, I'm hearing go for your heart. If they don't call you back or they don't come back to you, don't worry. I feel that this is now your time to go after what you want and find a job because they show me you as a flower, that you want to bloom, you want to open, and this year is your year to make all the changes you want to live and work from your heart. Because I feel there's this part of you, this part inside of you that's not fulfilled. And it's time that you make sure that you only do what you really want to do. Do you understand what they're saying?
Yes, I do.
So go for whatever you want and the possibility will arise. You have that promise from the universe that possibility will come your way.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, and I wish you a great Sunday.
You as well. Thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have the area code 480. Area code 480. Are you there?
I am here.
Hello. How are you?
This is Mike. Good, good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Your name is Mike?
Yes. And I sent you a
picture. Okay. I've got it. Thank you so much for sending it. What do you want to know, Mike?
Well, there's a couple of things. Currently I'm in temporary housing, broke up with my ex-girlfriend, and the dog is in with a foster family right now. And I want to get an idea. I'm trying to get a letter through the VA, Veterans Assistance, to have her as an emotional support animal so I can have her where I'm at. How do you feel that that's going to go?
Very well. That will turn out positive.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what I heard immediately. And I'm looking at your picture and your energy. You're a healer. I hope you work with people because you're very good with people. You can sense people. And you and the dog belong together in some way. So, yes. So what else do you want to ask?
Well, with that same thing with the VA, temporary housing through the veterans, and there's a program that I qualified because of when I served in the Navy. It's for veterans who find themselves in need for a moment, and the money what they can basically they'll figure out what they will pay me and. It'll go back to possibly June. Do you see that them backdating it all the way back to June?
Yeah, the connection was really bad, so I didn't hear everything you said.
Okay.
The last part I heard. But I'm getting a yes about June. Were you telling what kind of work you were doing, you are doing?
Well, no, so... with the VA, because I've technically been, I have not had a full-time job since last June. Now I've worked part-time waiting tables. So they wanted to know when the last time I had a full-time job, and that was when I was in sales. And so I'm curious, the program that I qualify for, they'll be able to figure out what they'll send me some money based on the months that I've been not working full time. And so I'm just curious if they'll backdate it all the way to June.
Yes, they will. I feel they're going to ask you a couple of questions to clarify things, but they will. So, but I'm sorry, there's somebody here in the room with me, diseased. He belongs to you and he's talking to me, so give me 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm hearing, I don't want to scare you. Are you scared when I say these things? I hope not.
No.
Okay, because you need to work with your hands, Mike. That's what I'm hearing. You have so much potential inside of you that wants to come out. And don't worry about the paycheck. Don't worry about the dog. Everything will be fine. I feel you're going to enter a new relationship. And this woman, this girl, is going to help you with starting a business of your own. Because that's what you really want.
Yeah,
but that's what you—that's what you deep down want. You know, you're okay with working under a boss, but you rather work for yourself, and that's what's going to happen. And she will help you with this. So, you're so good with people. You could be like a coach, a mental coach, a health, a healing. You can do so many things, Mike.
I am psychic medium.
Yeah, well, you're amazing. You have an energy that's just really amazing. So could you please just open up and let your energy explode all over the world? Not literally, but I feel that you have like 60% inside of you that wants to come out. So you're using 40%, but there's 60%, and that's what I'm feeling when I'm looking at your picture. It's like 60% wants to explode. And maybe it could be that it's not going really fast because it can be overwhelming when you feel how much power you have. But so maybe that's why they do it like in phases, but it's go start your own business. You're going to be so successful. So many people need you. So many people need your help. And please start working with your hands, please. I'm hearing, yes, Barbara, I will do that. Of course, yes. Well, thank you.
Yes, no, I'm going to do that, yes. Because right now, they're working with me and getting me just a job for right now, and so it's just a matter of just putting just a minor step back. I've been very successful in the past, and this was just a little speed bump on the journey.
Yes.
And
yes, a little one.
Yep.
And,
oh
and
yeah.
You know, you can handle anything that comes your way. You know that by now.
Absolutely. Wow, wonderful! I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be, and I feel there is, from your father's side, your grandfather, he's with you. He's with you, and he was in the room with me a couple of minutes ago. I felt his energy. He has the same powerful energy like you did. He never, ever got the chance to really do what he wanted to do, but you have this chance, so he's with you to help you to achieve anything you want. And he also has a child who's deceased already, and they're both helping you from the spirit world.
Wonderful.
So you have good guides, very powerful guides. Is there anything else you want to ask me, Mike?
The only main thing, I live in Las Vegas. So
yes.
To wait tables, you have basically, you would think it's probably the easiest job in the world to get here in Vegas, but it's like the auto union. I'm from Detroit, And it's like the auto unions when it was a really good job back in the day that, you know, basically you have to know somebody to get in. So it's only friends and family. Well, the veteran career guy has connections to the big casinos because, again, they make crazy money as servers and bartenders here in Las Vegas. And I have a meeting with HR recruiter with one of the big ones next week sometime. And do you see them giving me the opportunity to wait tables at one of the restaurants?
Yes, I do. Yes, they will just show up and show your energy and they will book you. No problem.
Wonderful. I mean, because I feel that. I mean, it's just with the little setback, all these synchronicities have just fallen into place, and I'm just like, all right, whatever. I just want the dog with me. But I'm really not concerned about anything else other than the dog. I mean, I know everything else is going to work out.
Yeah, well, you have nothing to worry about. Everything will work out, everything. And I hope that in the near future, you will start your own business to help all these people. But, of course, that's up to you. But I love your energy, Mike. You have a really nice, open, sincere, almost innocent energy around you. So don't worry. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Wonderful. It was such a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, likewise. Thank you so much for calling in, Mike, and have a great Sunday.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to our next caller, 412. Area code 412.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. I did email you a photo. It's the one that my daughter's in the photo. It was the most recent one I could find.
And what is your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, okay. Yeah, I have your picture right here in the snow. And that is your daughter. Great. What do you want to know?
Well, I wanted to know about money and a job. I'm currently not employed, looking for a job. I have a family friend I ran into yesterday who, offered me money. He's like, do you need money? And I'm like, sure. And I wanted to know if that's going to, go through, if he's going to give me all that I need, but also more about a job and where you see me going with that, with the trying to fix my financial side of things.
Okay, yes, two things. I'm hearing two things. First of all, I do see you get a job, and I feel it's going to be really quick, within a couple of months. And the other thing is I'm hearing that it's really nice and sweet of your friend that he wants to lend you the money. But I have a bit of a weird feeling about that. So if you are going to take his money, take only what you really, really need so that you can pay him back.
Okay.
Because it feels kind of weird to me. I have a little bit of a red flag. It's really sweet that he wants to help you, but at the same time I'm thinking, well, just if you need that money, take a small amount so you can pay him back and you don't owe him anything, because you don't want to owe him anything. That's what I'm hearing. Your daughter, she's very intelligent and very ambitious in a healthy way.
Yeah.
She's going to, I see two opportunities with your daughter, maybe two kind of jobs she can choose from, or two university she can choose from, but it's two, and it doesn't matter what the choice she makes is fine. It doesn't matter what she will choose. Both are fine, whatever she chooses. Does it make any sense to you?
Yeah. When do you see me getting out of this financial rut that I've been in?
You're making a very good progress this year. I think you will sort things out this year.
Do you
Yes.
I'm in temporary housing. I'm moving next week to my permanent housing. Do you see the kids and I enjoying that? And do you see the kids going to the local school where I'll be living next year?
Yes, I do see that. I do see that. They say, my guides are saying that 2017 was a very tough year for you. So we had 2017, that was horrible. Then you went into 2018, and it was, well, it was a little less worse. And now we have 2019, you're going to do better. In 2020 and the years that follow will be so different, so much better. So the worst was in 2017, and you already had that. You survived. You're still here. Yay! So it's only going to get better.
It's really taken the stress that I've been under. It's taken a terrible physical toll on my body. Do you see that it getting better? Like, I've gained weight. I'm having a lot of aches and pains and other health issues. Do you see that the weight coming off and just getting healthy anytime soon?
Yes. My guides are saying that in 2017, it felt like that a bus ran over you, and then
yes,
five times. So it's
yeah,
no
perfect
wonder.
Description.
Yeah, it's no wonder that you your grandmother is with you, by the way, from your mother's side. She's helping me with this reading for you. It's no wonder you have aches. If you want a free healing, I can send your picture to somebody who heals, who does distance healing free of charge. So maybe that
if
will
they would
help
do
you.
For myself and my daughter, actually, because she also has some problems.
Yeah, she senses everything you have. You're so it's the girl on the picture. You because I feel you have other children, but you mean the girl on the picture. In the picture.
Yeah.
She's so sad. She saw where you were going through, so she picks up everything, and so maybe you can email me where the healer should focus on, which body part, so he can focus on that. But the worst is behind you. Hallelujah, it's behind you, so now you're going to be better. If you're going to lose weight, yes, you will. Yes, you will, actually. You will. 5, 10 pounds, 10 pounds easily, they're saying. That's a lot,
okay.
10 pounds. That's really
a
lot.
Yeah, I've gained like 30.
Well, 10 pounds will go easy, and the other will you have to work a bit for that. What did you want to say?
Is there anything else that they're saying or that you can give me insight? Because I will say the last couple of years have been really, really bad.
I don't feel that you will ever have another year like 2017 ever in your life, ever.
Oh, thank God. Do you see my ex-husband? Well, it has to do with my ex-husband, who's almost my ex but not quite my ex. Do you see this just him getting out of my life soon and stopping this craziness he's putting upon myself and the kids?
I don't know why, but suddenly he stops. Maybe he has run out of things to bother you with or whatever, but I see a sudden stop. I see a sudden stop. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Any idea when?
Soon, but I also need to tell you that he has less power over you than you think. You give him, in your mind, too much power, too much credit. He has less power over you than you think. They're showing him like really small, and you're like a giant next to him in terms of energy and who you are. So stop being afraid of him. He's going to move somewhere far away to another state, far away, suddenly.
Really?
It's a weird feeling, like he's on the run or something, that he needs to,
like
to
jail,
run away.
It could be jail. He's doing tax evasion.
Well, you could be right, because it's a weird, sudden, it feels weird to me that suddenly he's gone. He's not that he's dying, but he's suddenly gone. So it could be jail, yes.
Any idea when?
That also feels this year.
Okay. Well, that would make sense. That would make sense to the sudden shift and change.
I don't know why this year is such a transformable year for so many people. Like everything, the last couple of years were very hard on many people, also on you. And 2019 is such a different year. Like everything starts to flow in the right direction. I love this energy. I love this energy of 2019. So everything will work out fine for you. There's nothing that you should be worried about. I hear the name Emma a couple of times. So this person is deceased. She belongs to your mother's side of the family.
Eva? Is it possibly Eva?
I heard Emma. Could you see
okay.
if there's an Emma in your family line from your mother's side?
I was just looking at Ancestry.com. Because I started it for my kids when they were born, because I want them to have a family record. There's Esther's and Eva's, Molly's, but no Emma's. And I can go back like 6 generations.
Oh, that's great. I like that. Okay, well, I could be wrong, but I really heard the name Emma, so I'm going to stick with that. But I know it's definitely from your mother's side of the family. So maybe you can go a bit further.
My grandmother that you were talking to is Eugenia or Jenny.
Eugenia. Everything with the letter E, that's weird.
Right.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Well, you're very well protected by your ancestors, and 2017 was your worst year ever, and it's not coming back. Don't be scared that it won't come back and ever again.
After this is all over and done with, do you ever see me in a happy, committed relationship? Not that I'm even looking now, but just down the line.
Down the line, yes. That's the right phrase, down the line, because at this moment you're a bit of fed up with men. You're also a bit scared. I totally understand. So you're very protective of your heart. I understand.
Yeah.
But when your kids are a bit older, there will be more trust in your heart, and you can open up, and you will open up. And I see you eventually get married again. And now you're saying, I'm never going to get married again. But you will marry again. But that's down the road. So just take it slow, and this man will come into your life when the timing is right. And you will be in a much better place very quickly this year.
Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you, Jessica. I want to thank you for calling, and have a great Sunday.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to the next caller. Area code 856. 856. I think.
Hi, this is Laura.
Oh.
I sent you my picture.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. When I'm working, I'm always great. I love to do this, give readings. So I have your picture in front of me. What do you want to know?
I just would like to know what you see for me around work and possibly moving into my own house.
I'm hearing it's time you get your own place. So you want something that will tick all the boxes, and you will get something that will tick like 8 out of 10 of your boxes. And you said work, right? Work.
Yes.
I see you. During the evenings, starting something for yourself. So I see a regular job, and then I see you starting something for yourself when you're free. That's what I'm seeing. Do you already have plans to start something for yourself? It's going to be online. You're going to start something online. That's what I'm seeing. And that is where your heart is. So I see like a normal job to pay your bills and the other thing. Have you already, do you have any plans or have you ever thought about this?
No, not doing anything online. A friend of mine, we were talking about maybe trying to start a company. We don't know yet what we're going to do. We're going to talk it, try to come up with something.
Great. It's going to be online. I'm also hearing that you have big wishes and you have to keep them alive because everything you wish for can come true. So don't let people talk you out of your wishes because you're really determined to go after what you want and also receive it.
I really want this house, and somebody I was talking to last week, he said that he might look into purchasing the house for me and doing a rent to own so that I could purchase it from him as a rent to own. Do you see that working out?
Yes, but at the same time, I feel that what you really want is a different house. So maybe you can rent, if you want to rent this house, you can do that. I have a definite yes. But I also see you're moving again because you want something, a different house. You want something different. That's what I'm hearing. And you're going to get it. So it's going to be not forever, this house you're talking about, because something else will show up. And it will be within now and 3 years, something else will come up.
I'm
and it's
getting
gonna be
too
exactly
old
what
to do
want.
That. A bank won't loan to me. I'm too old to be holding out 3 years from now. Bank will not loan to me at that age. I'll be too old. I'm too old probably now.
Well,
3 years from now,
I hear what you say. I hear what you say, but you will get that opportunity. I also feel that the company, the plans you have, is going to be really successful because you complement each other, you and your friend. You complement each other. So this can be a really great success, but it's going to be online mainly. I see online. That's what it is. And So if I were you, I would keep all the options open. I really would, and I know that there are rules and things, but I really see, believe in what I see, and I know that it can come true.
So I'm on a contract right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to end in May with a possibility of it being extended through January. Do you see me getting extended on this contract or something else
yes.
coming up?
No, you will. Yeah, it's going to be for a longer period, and that's good because in the meantime you can figure out with your friend what you want to do. So, yes, you will stay in this job. And if you want to change jobs, that's also fine because no problem if you want to change jobs. But I see the extension.
Okay. I want to move so bad. It's just very depressing for me not to be able to move into my own house right now. I can't take another 3 years. I can't do it.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, you're not the only one, but when I say between now and 3 years, everybody assumes that it's after 3 years, but it's between now and 3 years. So it's within 3 years. So don't think it's going to be after 3 years. It's within 3 years. And a lot of things will happen for you. And I know it's difficult to stay positive sometimes, but things will get better for you.
Okay. Well, at least I get extended. That'll be a good start.
Yes, and keep talking to your friends and keep talking about what you can do because you complement each other. That's what I'm hearing all the time.
Are you getting a name for that friend? Because I was talking to somebody else today, and she wants to do something online, but I wasn't talking about doing work company with her. So do you have a name? Are you getting a name or an image of the person I'm supposed to be doing this company with?
No, I only feel her energy, and I feel that she's different, and that's why you complement each other, the things she can do, you can do, but you can do other things. So, and that was the online thing with the other friend because that has so much potential. I would talk to both of them. You never know. Just talk to both of them and see what comes up. But the online, my guides are saying it's an online business. It's an online business, and you're going to do it during the times you don't work. And it's going to grow into something bigger, and that will give you the opportunity to get the house you want. So this
okay.
is your way forward. So I, if I were you, I would call the friend with the online business idea because I feel that that's the way forward. Okay.
Well, that friend, I'm not sure I would want to go into business with her. I would rather go in business with the other friend. We're more like-minded individuals than the other person, I think. So I think you might be
yeah.
picking up on the topic that we were talking about, but I have no desire
to
go into business with her. She's different.
Well, I believe that if you start a business with somebody else, you need to trust somebody. If you feel trust towards that friend with the online business, you can go ahead, but you don't have to become friends. You can have clashes sometimes with your business partner. That's fine, but they need to be trust. So that's all it is. So if you don't trust her, I think the story ends, but if you do trust her, but you don't have to become friends with her, this is about business. So I would call her,
okay.
and I wouldn't throw the idea away before you investigate what it is. Maybe you get really excited about it. So just see. Laura, I want to go to my last caller. I have 10 minutes left. So if you don't mind, I'm going to wish you a very great Sunday. And thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So I'm going to go to my last caller. It's going to be 646, area code 646.
Thanks for my call. How are you?
Hello. I didn't hear your name right. Sorry.
Oh, it's Terry.
Terry?
Yes.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Did you send a photo?
Unfortunately, I did not, and I'm just looking now at the paragraph, and it said to send a photo.
No,
but
don't worry. I will. It doesn't matter. I will do it without a photo. So,
okay.
What do you want to know? What do you want to ask?
About my future love life. I'm single right now. I'm focusing on myself. I'm trying to get a better job. I'm in school. Also, I'm looking to move. But after I move, I just want to see what do you pick up in my future love life. I'm extremely picky, and
I
like
that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You're
yes.
picky. You should be picky. I interrupted
yes,
you. Sorry.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. I want someone that has it all going on for himself.
Yoo-hoo. I see two men. Oh my!
Uh-huh.
I see two men. You have to choose. Now you have nobody, and then suddenly you have two. They're saying you're gonna choose the right one. You will know
oh.
with your heart. They'll be in your life at exactly the same moment. Two different men.
Oh.
I'm hearing this is funny. You are going to dream about one of the men because when you meet him, you will say, I dreamt of you. I saw you in my dream. And that's the one. That's the one.
Okay.
And I
okay.
feel that he's a little bit older than you are. Not much, but a little bit. And
uh-huh.
can I ask you how young you are?
I am, okay. I look very young for my age, but I am already 47. But I don't look it at all. I promise you, I don't look it.
No, you don't. You don't feel that way either. You no. I feel that he stopped working already. He wants to enjoy life, and he wants a partner that wants to enjoy life as well, but who isn't a gold digger, and you are not a gold digger. So he wants to travel with you.
Ooh.
I'm hearing Europe. You got to go to Europe with him.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, I want to see when you will meet. Let's see if they want to say something about that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a little more patient.
That's fine. I am extremely patient. I have a lot of things that I'm working on, including myself. So I'm not yet ready to meet him. I still need to work on me for a little bit.
Yeah, you're almost there because when you are still in the middle of working on yourself, which is great, by the way, both men will enter your life. And one of these men was a teacher or is a teacher. And the other one, I don't know. I think the other one had his own company. So, and I don't know which one you're going to choose, but it's going to be the one you dreamt about, you're going to dream about. I'm hearing three all the time, and I hope there will be 3 months. Weeks feels too fast, so I think it's going to be 3 months.
That's
Christmas fine. Christmas is very important for you, and...
Yes.
Your Christmases will be totally different from now on. That's what I'm hearing. It's
mm-hmm.
it's going to have a golden glow around it. It's going to be totally different.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
And
oh, wow.
The way you dress, it's your future man loves the way you dress because you dress, you have a unique style.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you like colors and you look beautiful in the way you dress. You know somebody, you're like, I would turn my head around if you would walk by, like, wow, look at her, in a positive
mm-hmm.
way. And your husband is very proud to walk next to you. And you need a man who takes care of himself internally
yes.
and externally. And that's what
yes.
you're getting. So I'll see a lot of children around you, busy, a lot of people visiting them, a house full of people. I feel a friend of yours, a female, she feels like she is sick at the moment, but she's going to be better, and you're going to take care of her, and she's also in that future picture I'm seeing. I see a future
okay.
movie of your life, and she'll be walking with a stick, that's what I'm seeing, and she loves you like a mother. She loves you so much.
Oh.
So it's got to be really exciting. So keep
yes.
working on yourself. You're doing
okay,
great. You should be proud of yourself.
Yes,
and
I am.
You look like a movie star. That's what I'm also hearing.
yes, yes. That's why I'm watching myself, yes.
I'm really sorry that you didn't send a picture because now I'm really getting really curious what you look like. But my guides are saying she looks like a movie star. So
yes,
you will get your own co-star next to you, and you play both a leading role, and that's brilliant.
Oh, sounds awesome. I love it. You make me want to cry right now. I love it.
yeah.
I will
keep
up
me posted.
With you. Yes.
Yes, please do.
Definitely do a reading with you. Yes, I love it. Thank you so much.
Please do. Well, thank
okay.
you for everything. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I see I have 2 minutes left, so I'm thinking of taking one other call and see if I can talk really quickly, really fast and answer a question. I'm going to area code 775. 775, are you there?
Bless you, Barbara. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. And
Hi,
bless you. I am 60. I'll be 68 on July the 6th. I am currently employed, and I need to keep solid employment for at least one more year to raise my Social Security. My current job is very stressful. I was supposed to get training, but they said no. And I asked my boss about 10 days ago to please move me to member services. I've not heard from him. Meanwhile, I'm applying everywhere that sounds reasonable. Am I going to be switched over to member services in the same company? Will I keep employment for another year? Or will I...
You're going to find another job. And it's... I'm hearing I have 60 seconds left. So I feel that you are going to find another job, and it will work out fine. That's what I'm hearing for you. And I'm so sorry that I can only answer this question because I'm sorry. Maybe we can talk Wednesday. I have another show coming this Wednesday, and maybe I have more time to talk to you because I also want to thank everybody who sent their photos, and I'm so sorry I couldn't talk to you, but I will be here 2 times a week, so keep checking in and to see if I'm available. And I want to wish everybody a very happy Sunday, and love what you do, love your life, and talk to you the next. Bye bye for now.